Calling all my Asian squad everywhere! It is time to put a spotlight on our story! Welcome to your dose of inspiration with me, Richard Juan.
For our episode today, we have a model, actor, turned entrepreneur based in South Korea. He owns a jewelry business called Capsule Collective and an entertainment and media public relations agency called Wild Entertainment. So let's give it up for Leonard Lim!
Thanks, man.
What's up, Leonard?
Hell of an introduction. Wow.
Thank you for taking time to be here. And yeah, we're just going to have a, you know, simple chat just to see what's up with you. How's life? How's everything, especially with your business and your journey from Australia all the way to Korea? Because that's an interesting story, for I think, for our listeners today.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me, man.
Yeah. So before we get into the Wild Entertainment and, of course, Capsule, tell us about your story on how this whole thing started and how did you get to where you are right now? You know, I heard that, you know, you're from Australia and you lived in LA, Vancouver, and then eventually somehow settled in Korea. Like, how did you get there?
Okay, so how I got here in Korea, let's just start from Australia. So born in Australia, finished off my college degree in Australia. From there, I worked in finance, actually, of all things, for 2 years, you know, being like a, you know, my parents from Singapore, very traditional. They wanted me to do 9 to 5. So I did that first. But while I was with them around the ages of 21, 22, my modeling agency was like, okay, we want to take you out to Southeast Asia, to North America, to kind of see if there's a presence or a likeness for you out there. So they took me to Singapore first, runway between Australia, and then also did Abercrombie and Fitch out in Singapore. And then from there, I got into business. Like it started off small. I was into food and beverage of all things first. So I got a cafe and I started running that, and you know, I passed it on to my parents. Like I moved on from that.
Wait, but that's how I started. Or in Australia?
In Australia.
Okay.
Yeah, in Australia. So at that point I was going back and forth doing entertainment at the same time managing this business, learning about business. And then from there, I wanted to do a complete 180. I was like, okay, how about I go out to Vancouver? Because Vancouver is known as North Hollywood.
Yeah.
Like they film a lot of CW. You've seen like the Riverdale cast.
Flash, all that, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of Marvel films are filmed out. Deadpool was out there.
Because they get a tax deduction or something. I think the Canadian government encourages Hollywood film producers to shoot there, right? I'm sure you know all that. I think that's why.
Yeah, and it's just much cheaper too. You know, Vancouver is much cheaper to film than actually in Hollywood. So I went out there. I have an acting agency. I still have an acting agency out there. But I actually went out there and then I got into content creation of all things, you know?
Yeah.
A good friend of mine, she messaged me, you know, and at that time I was only doing modeling, but I was featured in a couple of her YouTube videos. And then from there, you know, I did commercials, TV commercials, like print commercials, editorial shoots, all that type of stuff. So I was still modeling, but then I was comfortable with like acting in front of the camera, doing a couple of hosting jobs, this and that. So that went on for about maybe like 2 years, Canada. And then I went out to LA just to kind of, you know, see what it was like, build a network.
Try the Hollywood dream.
kind of, yeah. So I went out to LA. And at this point, you know, I'm there for about a year and a half between LA and in Canada. And I realized, you know, after about a year, I grew this massive network of people. I'm surrounded with very talented people. You know, as great of an opportunity it would have been to just continue, you know, modeling and acting and pushing for that, you know, that big role that everyone's in search for, I realized, you know, as a Asian male in the business, it's actually really, really competitive and really difficult.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, a lot of opportunities have opened up for Asian Americans now, which is great. I'm more than happy to see. It's just, I realized that I kind of wanted to go down the business route, and the entertainment business really, you know, I was interested by it. That was the most important thing. You know, I learned a lot about business at this point. Being in the front of entertainment, you know, content creating, modeling, I just wanted to see what I could do in terms of, you know, brokering, you know, ambassadorships, brokering, you know, things between companies, marketing companies and actors, marketing companies and YouTubers. So I put two and two together and I started doing that just for fun. And it kind of became a reputation thing. Like people would hit me up being like, oh, do you know someone suitable for, you know, this role or someone suitable to advertise this shoe brand or something as simple as that. So I've always been doing that, I guess, for the last 3-4 years.
While you're still doing the whole modeling and also acting side of thing, like you were doing both things simultaneously.
Yes. Yeah. Because like Richard, you know, like, you know, when it comes to modeling and acting, it's a volatile industry, you know.
Super.
You know, one point you're trending, especially if you're a content creator and everyone wants to work with you. And then another point, you know, there's an upcoming, you know, like TikTok comes out and there's a whole bunch of new creators that they can pick from.
Exactly. It's hard to constantly stay relevant, and it's up to you to constantly develop. And it's so uncertain, right? Like Leonard, I'm sure you know all this. Like you can see some people suddenly, oh, shoots up to the top, but how do you sustain it? And that's always the biggest problem or biggest issue with it. That's how I see it at least. So I guess that's why you decided to kind of, you know what, I'm doing well in business, might as well do two things together. And while my business is hitting it off, hey, I'm going to put more time here. And then it got to Korea. Like, how did that link to Korea?
Okay, so I came out to Korea about 2 years ago, and I was visiting. And I, you know, I have a lot of friends that are mixed between Korea and LA. You know, there's a lot of Asian Americans that are actually Korean Americans in music and entertainment. You know, a lot of K-pop idols, a lot of actors that are actually Korean born American. And when I came out here, you know, all of my friends out in LA, they linked me up with all of their friends, and they were just really good friends. They were just like, hey, Leonard's in town, he's a cool dude, make sure you look after him. And I got to know a lot of people really fast, and from there built a network. With that network, same thing happened again. I was thinking like, oh, what can we do out here? And a lot of people actually came to me saying like, hey, why don't we do this? So let's, I mean, if we fast forward and we ask the question, how does Capsule Collective founded? Like to paint you a picture, it's, you know, where it's actually New Year's Eve, and me and my best friends, you know,
right.
My two partners, Emily and Richard. And Emily, she's a very well-known actor, creator, model. She's just like a one-stop shop for everything. Emily.ghoul. People have definitely seen her on Instagram before.
Yeah.
So me and her and our friend Richard, who's a beast in marketing. He does marketing for the Line Friends out in for BTS in America. We're sitting down. We're in an izakaya. It's like a private room. We're just like having shots of sake. So we're sitting down New Year's Eve and we're drinking a lot of sake. Well, we have like 2-3 bottles. And a lot of our friends who are idols out here, they make a lot of like clothing merch, like hoodies, t-shirts, all that type of stuff. And then we're like, how come no one's ever made jewelry?
Yeah.
So we ask one of our buddies, like, how come you never made jewelry? And they simply say like, oh, we've never been asked this before, you know? And this is like one of the popular boys from a popular boy group said, we would love to do jewelry. And we just need someone to do it with. And why not it be our friends? So really quickly, over a month, we worked really hard to put together this concept of Capsule Collective together. Yeah. And the basis of our brand is we're a jewelry brand that collaborates with K-pop idols at this point to make 2-week limited edition jewelry.
And then from there, for that 2 weeks, the fans can buy them. But what happens after?
It's no longer available.
Wow. I mean, is it not limiting though? Like, or I mean, I guess because of their popularity, it gets sold out right away.
It sells out. It sells really fast. But right. What we do is, okay, so we sit down with the idol, with their company, come to an agreement that both parties are happy with. Then the creative process starts to happen. You know, we talk to the idol, what is it that you'd like to make or the company would like to make for you? You know, what is it that your fans like? You know, what are you known for? And then we really create something from, you know, top to bottom. that we think the audience or their fan base will really like. Then from there, once we've done, you know, we've made the sample, the product, we then organize this epic production, photo and video. And this is our specialty. This is something that I'm very proud of. Like, you can look us up on Instagram, on YouTube, Capsule Collective. You'll see, you know, the video and the photos that we produce. We put a lot of effort into it because we believe that the content that we put out there is a real reflection of the campaign and the artist, you know?
So who does the creative stuff? Do you do it or your partners do it?
We have a whole team. So we have a whole team that we enlist. It's a team about maybe like 8 to 9 people. And everyone pitches in to really, you know, get behind the creative end, because that's what draws a lot of the idols that, you know, that aren't a personal friend of mine to be really inquisitive about what Capsule is. It's very easy for me to, you know, talk to artists that are very close friends of mine. They know exactly what I'm doing. But the other idols that have been asking about, like, what's Capsule Collective, it's because they've seen the content out there, they've seen the production, they've seen the product, and they really like it.
Are there any challenges that you encountered when you started your whole journey in South Korea?
There's always challenges, man. Like, firstly, there's a language barrier. Like, you know, I'm not anywhere near fluent in Korean. My Korean is basic level, how I can get to place, how I can order food, how I can, you know, get around.
Are you learning though? Are you trying to learn or are you just like...
Yeah, in between my busy schedule, I am trying to learn.
Yeah.
But that's one thing, the language barrier. Secondly, I'll always be, you know, a foreigner out here. They call me, you know, I'm a Waegukin. I'm a foreigner. It's not that people aren't welcoming. It's just that, like, I was born and I was, you know, raised in a different culture than everybody else here. So adapting to how people think, what people prioritize, how people spend their time is very different than how I was born in Australia.
Yeah.
You know, that's been somewhat of a challenge. I'm in the entertainment business out here. So entertainment meetings generally are held over like dinners and alcohol and drinks and things like that, which is also something that I'm not used to.
Oh, is it not the same? I mean, because I feel like a lot of business meetings usually, I mean, in a Chinese background for my dad and everything, when they do business, it's always like, oh, it's gonna be like a big dinner, and then we're just gonna be drinking and all that. Because I've joined my dad in some business meetings, and that's what he does with his business partners, where they will be drinking and all that. Is that different from what you're used to in Australia?
Yes. I mean,
so it's always serious. Like, it's always, if you're in Australia, it's like, okay, if it's a meeting about business, it's all business. And then when it's like casual hanging out, drinking, that has to be like with friends.
Somewhat, albeit like when I was in Australia, I was in finance, which is a much more serious, you know, industry
to be in. Yeah.
I can't even remember the last time I put on a suit. Sometimes I just feel like putting on a suit just for fun, because it's been such a long time.
Just for a TikTok.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. So of course, you know, you have your Capsule Collective, and then now you also have an entertainment agency, which is Wild Entertainment. So what is that all about? How did that start?
All right, so fast forward, you know, Capsule, we've done maybe like 7 very successful campaigns that we're really proud of. And the business is rolling, you know, we're just about creating relationships and thinking about the next campaign. So like Capsule then, I'm a little bit more hands off. So I wanted to spend my time still creating and really thinking about what to do next out here. And that's when I met a couple of very talented Southeast Asian creators. So I met a couple of creators that are based in Seoul that speak Korean, and they don't really have a home or, you know, any sort of assistance with their social media, you know, whether that be growth, whether that be facilitation, whether that be representation, all of those things. And, you know, then it became about like, oh, how can I help these people? And is it something that I want to do out of my own name, Leonard, or do I want to create an entity like Wild? And that's when it just all tied in together. I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to create Wild Entertainment. It's going to be home to Southeast Asian creators, mainly. That's my specialty. So Southeast Asian creators, American creators, and, you know, maybe hopefully I can facilitate that collaboration between Korea and Southeast Asia, and then also Korea and North America, since I'm based here.
Right.
Really utilizing my network that I already have through Capsule Collective, through the years of entertainment, giving young creators that kind of like boost so that they, you know, experience faster growth and gain more opportunities.
How did you end up meeting these creators from Korea? No, sorry, from other Southeast Asian countries that are in Korea? Like, is it just by chance or do you like search for them?
It was actually all by chance.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, I'm a very extroverted person and I'm always out. I would say per day, I probably meet one or two new people. Whether it be capsule related or wild related, it's usually, you know, people that are in the industry wanting to do something, wanting to be connected to something. And organically, when we talk, if it's something that they want to, you know, talk more about or they have questions about, usually, you know, no strings attached, I'll give my two cents and maybe I'll give them that friendly introduction to someone out here that can give them a little push. Now it's just happening under a company, you know, it's happening under a name, a brand name called Wild. At the same time, it's not something that I tie a lot of people to. It's something that, you know, a lot of my network and friends are able to come in and out as they please. It's something that's meant to be enjoyable and hopefully something that people can get a lot out of.
That's great. So what is the vision for Wild moving forward?
I'm happy you asked me this because I did think about it because we're getting more and more creators that want to join us, which is fantastic. But at the same time, I want to provide to everyone that's joining us, whether it be small or big, whether it's a big job that I can have coming their way, or whether it's a small introduction that can benefit them so that they can, you know, learn something or, you know, start something new.
Yeah.
But at the moment, we're all about creation. We're all about creating content, whether it be on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Twitter. But the next step that I've really been pushing towards is music. Yes.
So creators that are musicians.
Yes. That would be fantastic because I think that we're in this day and age where musicians do need to have a creative outlet. They need to have a basis, a platform that kind of distributes their music organically. Like we've got TikTok, we've got Instagram now, who just, you know, Instagram has Instagram Reels. And if you've got a song, whether it be, you know, you're a big artist or a small artist, if you've got a connection to some of the biggest influencers or creatives out there that can help you distribute your music, that's the new age. So
that's true.
I would love to have an in-house brand, Wild, that has both creatives and musicians that can complement each other back and forth.
Right.
You know, like a musician that releases a song and then they've got the best creatives to push out that song. Same way that if a creative is wanting to, you know, be in the know of, you know, the music industry or wants to be connected somewhat to the music industry, then there's assistance there too.
Oh, okay. So music is the way forward for you, or at least you see that as something as you want to grow. So for our listeners out there, you might not know this yet, but I'm also working with Leonard. I'm actually a talent under Wild Entertainment. So if music's the way to go, what do you see in me? Because I'm not a musician.
You're not a musician, but you're also... Yeah. Here's how I treat music. Right or wrong, this is how I feel about music. I feel like music is... It's a form of content. You know, like a musician is another content creator. Their art is just different. But I you know, I'm very glad that Linda virtually introduced us, because I've been keeping up to date with your content. I think that you're an admirable Southeast Asian content creator, host, and, you know, you're hardworking. That's like the main thing.
And a podcaster now, apparently.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I just look forward to your growth, and whatever I can do to help facilitate that growth that would make me really happy, you know? Like, along the way, we'll find a lot of ways to connect the bridge between the Philippines and Korea.
Yeah.
You know, when the travel ban is lifted and there's no quarantine and we're COVID-free, then you can help me bring a lot of my K-pop, you know, friends out to the Philippines to have meet and greets, to have concerts, all that type of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, like, that's one of the things that I can't wait for it to happen. Like, the fact that this whole COVID situation made things so tough. I mean, like, I can't wait to go to Korea to create content with you and everyone else, you know, with Sabrina, with Soren, and the rest of your talents, and or co-talents now, I guess, in a way. So, you know, it's a day to look forward to, but yeah, as of now, I guess we just gotta do things virtually through podcasts like this and stuff like this for now, at least. But I'm sure the day will come. So another question for you, Leonard, is what are your biggest lessons when it comes to entrepreneurship? You know, you have been Capsule, and of course now with Whole Wild Entertainment, what are the biggest learnings, especially that you're doing something new in a foreign country like Korea? Because of course, like you said earlier, the language barrier, the different culture. What are other learnings that you've had?
That's a good question. That's a really good question. I think the biggest thing that I've learned about business, and you know, this is just the business that I've been in, is surrounding yourself with, you know, partners and employees that are aligned with your vision, and they may not necessarily have the skill set, and this is a big thing. They may not have the skill set, but they are very willing to learn, and you trust them and you trust their hard work. Eventually, you know, that will trump a skill set. I really believe so. I've had people that were, you know, previously part of my team that, you know, just didn't, that had the skill set, but wasn't driven, but wasn't willing to do the hard work. And then on the other side, I've had people that had no idea about this industry, but they jumped in, they were willing to listen, they were willing to learn, and they took in all of that advice and they learned very quickly and got the job done.
So what's the most important for you is really the same vision, same idea, same goals on how to get to the dreams that you guys would want to go to together, right? That's true. That's very important. Good people.
Always good people. And that's, you know, the same with even the creators that join our team. Yeah. I'm not super selective about the creators. I want to build a home for these creators. But at the same time, I want the creators to be hardworking. To, you know, I always ask them, like, is this something that you really want? Like, is this something you just do for fun, or like, what are you trying to get out of it? If it's something that you're trying to, you know, if what you're trying to get out of it matches what I can provide or what I'm looking towards too, then that's perfect.
Ooh, that's quite deep. I love it. It's a collective vision about a common goal that your team and you want to get to. And I think that's very vital. Okay, so to wrap up this podcast, we have a part two, which what we always do is just a little game. So for a game with you would be, for this one, we're going to call it Fast Talk. So I'm going to say two options, and all you need to say is, or give me answer for whichever you choose. And you don't have to give me an explanation. You can try to give me an explanation if you want to, but yeah, you can just say it. So, okay, it's got to be as fast as possible, okay? So, ready? Singapore or Australia?
Singapore.
Bibimbap or samgyeopsal?
Bibimbap.
Noodles or burgers?
Burgers.
Modeling or entrepreneurship?
Entrepreneurship.
Jeff Bezos or Elon Musk?
Elon Musk.
City or countryside?
City.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Movies or TV series?
Movies.
Clothes or shoes?
Clothes.
Winter or summer?
Winter.
Lights on or lights off?
Lights on.
TikTok or YouTube?
TikTok.
Korea or Australia?
Korea.
Korea. Okay. Great. Love it. Perfect. Thank you so much, Leonard. That was so much fun. We learned so much from you, and it's good to really go through your whole story of Singapore to Vancouver. Sorry. Singapore, Australia, Vancouver, LA, and then now Korea. Wow. Who knows what's next? Who knows what's next? Next thing you know, we'll have a building with Wild on top.
That's right. We hope so, man. Like, let's look out a year, 2 years from now. That's the big goal.
Ooh, love it. 1 or 2 years for that. Perfect, perfect. Love the dream. And that's it for today's show. Thank you so much, Leonard, for joining us in today's episode. And of course, to all our listeners out there, thank you so much for tuning in. And we hope you got inspired to venture into entrepreneurship as well because of, you know, Leonard's amazing story. So until next time, guys, this is your dose of inspiration with Richard Huang.